This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Certainly looks like a first-round pick. The production is there, the yards per route run, everything from an analytics perspective. And it's not that he ran slow. It's that at 6'2", about 172 pounds, he quote-unquote only ran 4.41. So I think a lot of people, including myself, thought, man, over 6'2", under 180, looks really fast on film. He's going to maybe run the fastest 40 and be right up there with Xavier Worthy. He's, you know, 0.2 seconds slower than Xavier Worthy, and everyone's like, oh, he's, you know, not fast enough anymore. I certainly dinged him a little bit, but I think he's still an early second-round pick on my board, and with the Bills being as close as they are to the second round, I would be fine if they pick him.
Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports, joins us Wednesdays leading up to the NFL draft, so we've got two more sessions with Chris here ahead.
Wasn't there a story about when the Bills selected Gabriel Davis that Brandon Bean was happy that he ran whatever he ran at the combine, 4.55 or something, like whatever. Push him down, fine. We love this guy.
Yes.
I wonder that about Franklin.
I learned that only this year when I thought it was kind of a fun idea to root against the guys you want at the combine. And then Sal was like, the Bills actually did that maybe with Davis, or were maybe not rooted against him, but were happy.
Right. They definitely weren't like, oh, we can't pick him now. They thought, like, we can probably get him later than we were going to be able to get him if he'd run, you know, what, a 4.5 or something.
So Troy Franklin of Oregon is among those players, if the Bills were to pick him at 28, like Chris Trapasso here said, he would think it would be fine. Yes?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. It's interesting to me. Like, I think I mentioned this when we talked to Chris on Wednesday, that when it started, I felt like he was in the pool with the other guys that are below the top three, and it became pretty clear pretty quick that he was at the bottom of that group. You know, like Chris is saying, like more like a, you know, round two candidate. But, you know, that's us out here. You know, the teams might have a whole different idea of how they're stacking these guys up. All I know is, like, he was an idea. We started talking about, oh, look at the receiver class. He was just one of the guys with the other guys. Like, hey, that could be a good idea for us.
He was my first receiver in this whole conversation I was interested in, was Franklin. But, yeah, it sort of ebbed and flowed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, less than 2 weeks away. 803-0550 to call in if you've got a draft take. Brian Koziel coming up to talk about the Masters in about 25 minutes. I had a question that's not about sports.
Okay.
So I'm cooking more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying that. It's like almost my favorite thing to do is put together a dish. And so today I did that. And yesterday was shopping day. And I had plenty of time. So I was just sort of in my element, kind of looking around produce. I've got to eat a lot of vegetables with this Awaken 180 program I'm on, which has been great. And so I'm looking around, and yesterday at the store they had Thai chilies.
Okay.
Can you picture them? Really skinny and little. Almost like green beans.
Okay.
If they're the
sure.
green ones.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yep.
With a stem.
I think we have some of these in the crisper in the fridge right now.
In the what?
The crisper. The drawer.
The crisper?
Yeah. What's with those drawers in the fridge can be referred to as crispers?
They are?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Really?
I've never heard of the crisper.
Zach, no?
I'm fairly positive you're making that up. I've never heard that a day in my life.
The crisper.
Yeah.
Does it have, like, buttons and things you can do? Does it turn on?
No. The fridge we currently have does not have this. The one we had prior was a little bigger, and it even had, I don't know how this, I assume, I never really fiddled with them, but it had a little lever on it, like a fader. Like, left is closed, right is open, and I think it would allow air from within the fridge, circulating within the fridge, to access the drawers to thus keep vegetables crisp. That's what the crisper is. I'm not making this up.
I don't think you're making it up. I am just in stunned disbelief.
Yeah.
Just looked it up. It's a thing, and I don't love it. I don't love it.
All right. I never, ever one time.
It's a drawer.
It's a drawer. It's a drawer that you keep the vegetables or the fruit in.
Do your drawers where you keep clothes have names like this or just in the fridge?
Aside from junk, no. Like the junk drawer.
Okay.
But no, I don't. Yeah, I don't have.
Just the fridge.
No, I mean, I guess I know.
With a dial.
I know which, you know, drawer my shirts are in, so I have a shirt drawer.
Yeah, okay.
But
yes.
No. This had, again, like a fader on it, left and right. And I never saw that little fader anywhere but in the middle. So my wife never messed with it ever once, or the kids. But you could move it around, and I don't know what kind of impact it had on the food, because, again, I never did anything with it. But
you
it
never
was
toyed
a,
with it.
It was a feature of the fridge. Crisper, yeah.
In Canada?
No, this was in the good old US of A, Mike.
And not in Canada.
Not in Canada. We never had a real nice fridge in Canada. We always had, like, you know,
I have drawers.
You could get. Yeah, most fridges do have
There are two drawers. Yeah. One we use for cold cuts and bacon and cheese, and one is for vegetables. I do not think they have dials.
Yeah.
I don't know if air gets in there. I also have not tested them to see if the food is crisp or not crisp based on whether it's been in the drawer.
Yeah.
But now I have something to take home and talk about.
Yeah. You might need to upgrade your fridge game. I don't know. You might like a crisper.
My fridge isn't good because it doesn't have a crisper. I've never even heard the word.
I don't mean to be judging. I'm just saying, like, you can do better with refrigeration out there. Get a crisper.
My fridge gets Cinemax. I mean, this fridge is pretty modern. It just doesn't have anything that I know of as a crisper.
Yeah.
Actually, the ice maker is broken.
Oh, then you need a new fridge. Well, I would need a new fridge. If the ice maker were broken, I would need... Can't keep going.
It's either broken or I just don't know how to fix it. It's like something can be lost or I just don't know where it is.
Yeah.
There's a difference to me. It's not necessarily lost I don't know where it is.
Have you tried just turning it on and off?
I've done it all.
Okay.
I believe I have done it all.
Because our ice maker occasionally will stop working and I just have to, like, you know, turn it off, turn it back on, and oh, it's making ice again.
Like our TV.
Kind of.
Leave it off for
a
day?
Kind of, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I think I've done that.
We have the two big drawers inside the fridge.
That are not crispers.
I think they serve the same purpose, but there's just no settings. They probably are called crispers. I have no idea.
You maybe need the settings to have it be a crisper, or maybe you don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know for sure.
But we also have very below those with its own door, like a deli drawer. And that's where, like, the cold cuts and the bacon. It's like not a deep. It's very shallow drawer.
I have that.
In the middle of the fridge.
I have
I like that a lot. That's nice.
I have that. That we put it like oranges and lemons.
Yeah, you could do that. Sure.
And fizzy water and beer sometimes.
Okay, sure.
Go sideways.
Yeah.
Does that drawer have a name?
Deli drawer.
We call it the tray.
I think ours, when we got this new fridge most recently, it was referred to as a deli drawer. So that's what we use it for. We keep cold cuts in there. I do keep some drinks in there, too.
John, who is more baffling to you right now? Those of us who have never heard of CRISPRs or those of us who walk around using that term? John?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes, sorry.
I can't believe you've never heard of CRISPR. I've grown up on it, and that's what they were always called.
Drawers and fridge.
Yeah.
And fridges. Fridge drawers.
Drawers and fridges. Yeah.
CRISPRs.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate your support.
John,
it's nice to know you're out there.
How does anybody never heard of this before? Yeah. How is this possible?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I never have.
But it's happened. Yeah. Anyway, so...
So Thai Chili's.
We were talking about shopping.
So yeah. Thai Chili's.
Yeah. Is that what happened? I said they're in the CRISPR and that's it? Okay,
yes.
Good. Okay.
I want to know, because I feel like I'm missing out, if one can learn to handle spicy food. Or is that just something you're never going to get better at?
By handle, you mean enjoy eating it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm at a certain level. I'm not the worst. Like, I'm not the wimpiest when it comes to spicy food, but I'm not either, like, hot wings, any of that. So Thai chilies are kind of up there. They're not habanero, but they're above jalapenos. And I want to make, I'm going to make a sauce with these, and I want to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to incorporate, I want to know the Scoville scale, all right? I want to incorporate hot peppers into my existence. Can I adapt to that, or am I never, is somebody, like, are people not able to do that? Your limit is your limit.
Depends on how bad you want it.
It might.
And what kind of momentum you have heading into the, I don't know. Yes.
Can you get better at tolerating hot food, or will you always be pretty much the same?
I think you can get better at it.
What do I have to do? I want to know what the tech, what do I need to do to get better at it? Other than just like eat hotter and hotter foods and then I won't mind anymore? Is that going to happen?
Maybe.
I want to know.
I don't have an answer for you because I have always sort of leaned hot. Like I like, I'm not like suicide wing guy or anything, but you know, hot is, you know, plainly acceptable most everywhere. There are a few places I won't order hot.
I will never order
because
hot
I know, but mostly if I'm ordering takeout, like delivery, I'm getting them hot. Fine. The places I get delivery from, they're not going to blow me away with hot. A few places I go for wings, hot is going to like, whoa, okay, I already got the scalp sweat and I've only had one bite. It's a little too much.
That does not appeal to me at all.
Yeah.
Why would I take that chance?
Yeah,
that I'm going to have these be too hot.
But yet you've got to...
You know the Thai hot story, the recent Thai hot story when my wife ordered Thai food for our family?
Yes,
and it was Thai hot. And the most excited maybe I've ever been in my life was sitting down to that meal. And I could not handle it. But I couldn't either. I was caught in between. I wouldn't walk away from it. I just was in terrible pain.
Thai hot is hot. Thai hot is hot.
I had to eat it. Yep. I did it in phases. A little bit now, a little bit later. Yep. Doesn't go away. Yep. I don't know. The logic doesn't work. It's not going to get less hot just because it's cold.
I used to get takeout Thai a lot when Owen was playing. I would stop at a place right around the corner from here, or a place near Holiday Twin Ranks, and I would just grab a takeout. And one time I ordered like whatever the hottest they had. And I never did that again.
The little peppers, the little Thai chilies on the menu.
Yes.
That's what that is on the menu.
Absolutely annihilated me. I ate it, but I was like, damn, don't do that again.
I want to know if you can learn, if you can get better at that.
I'm gonna give you a chance. I think you can.
If it's possible, you think I'm the guy to do it.
Yes, I think you can do it.
Okay.
I have faith.
Well, that's a nice thing to hear. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after a timeout. Brian Koziol on day two of the Masters. The scores are high. What's it doing to the top of the leaderboard? We'll analyze that with Brian coming up here on WGR.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.